Live from the shores of the Bethel Woods Pavilion in beautiful Bethel, New York, it's the Big and Bong Show! And here they are, Big and Bong!
Beautiful! Look at this air dance! Bong! Wow! Now wait, pacemaker going?
Ooh, that stent's working.
I know. We're feeling it.
We're feeling it.
We're feeling it. Well, yeah, I know. We're feeling it. No, we are Woodstock. What can we say? It's our generation, you know. So we're at Woodstock and happy to be here. And a beautiful day. And we went out and did the tour. We got special guests. Very special guests. They know a lot about this.
We have...
Who did your wardrobe?
First of all, we have a guest that was here, actually here, on August 15th and 8th through 18th, 1969.
And you know, we have somebody else who was here. Our video director, Carol Merrill, was on the launch.
She was.
Carol Merrill was here?
No kidding.
She was in
Woodstock. What happened to you? That's what I need to know. Why weren't you here?
Well, since I'm beyond the statute of limitations,
okay, let's find out. Okay, go ahead.
This may come as a shock to people I'm in business with, but what the hell?
You mean you did something illegal?
Yes. No, it wasn't illegal.
No, it's good.
No, I was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Working in a band on Bourbon Street, and we had heard about Woodstock, so we had this great plan that it was the 15th to the 18th, I think, was the
three-day
thing.
That's right.
So on the 15th, we had devised a way that we were going to get there and make it by the last day.
We're
going to get there on the train from New Orleans to New York.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Bennett, his family, this is how logical we were after we dropped that acid.
Okay, that's the illegal part.
So we were going to ride the train up, go to Woodstock, and then his family lived in Toronto. We were going to go vacation.
Oh.
We never made it out of our apartment. The planning stage was...
You mean you didn't take that train? That train ride never came about.
Oh, no. You know that what you opened with?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of that. But anyway... It took me 45 years. What were you doing on Woodstock?
Well, I was living in Memphis, Tennessee.
Probably doing
They
this.
Don't do that in Memphis.
No, I was doing something else.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
no, I was...
We don't want to go there.
We don't want to go there. But, no.
Well, you were playing?
I was playing music. I was playing some R&B music.
R&B. And what band were you in 1969?
Well, I was working with the Bill Black Combo.
The Bill Black Combo.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
You had a hit record.
Well, 1961.
That's right.
Yeah. I was just a mere child in 61, yeah.
Most of the people in this band were children. When we went out to the monument, you know, they told us what age most of us were. I'm 9 years old. I was 11. Pissed me off.
I know. I was a good 22, but we have a guest that was 26.
We got
when we went on 1969, and he's the site interpreter
for Woodstock.
For Woodstock.
Where's Duke?
And Duke.
Duke, get on in here, Duke.
Come on.
Yeah. Woo!
Good to see you.
Duke, don't take a...
Somebody knocking me over here, man.
No, don't take a fall. They'll think that we've induced something into you.
Yeah.
How are you, man?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Duke took us around today and gave us the tour. And if anybody's ever up here and wants to know what happened in Woodstock, this is the man. So how'd you get here?
I hitchhiked from Texas.
And you never went back?
It's not over yet, man.
Okay.
It's not over yet.
So you hitchhiked from Texas to go to the festival?
Me and another fellow, we hitchhiked up here. It took us about a week, I guess, you know. We got separated out here at the end of the road. And I haven't seen him since, but I'm still here.
I know, man. You do such a great... So, site interpreter, does that mean you speak foreign languages?
Well, you know, that's some kind of a handle that they gave me. I'm not too sure what it means, but...
site interpreter.
I know.
I thought you were the cool guy that went to the festival. That would be a better...
Well, that would be more fitting, but, you know, they try to dress things up today a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Like,
to make it sound cool, you know?
You look fine in your outfit.
Well, I am,
And then Mike's headband. I'm like,
That's cool. I kind of remember. I think you were you here?
No, I wasn't. I wanted to be here.
I know.
But I remember seeing the movie when it came out in January.
I saw the movie last week.
Yeah, you did?
I'll rewatch.
Right, who was your favorite act?
At Woodstock? That's. I'm gonna have to say CSNN because that was their first one, and I thought that was pretty
great.
Good.
They were great.
You know,
but who'd you enjoy, dude?
Well, I don't know. That's like asking me who my favorite child is, but I mean, you had
the families
who,
you got.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, you had the who's who of the culture here. You know, you had
Jimmy and Janice was the queen.
Right, right, exactly.
Of course, but you know, Alvin Lee.
Alvin Lee, yeah.
10 years after. He set the woods
on fire. Oh, Santana set it up. The drummer and Santana.
But the solo, Michael Alvin Street. Lee in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, that was good.
That's solo,
that,
So there are a lot of, so we're here, so is this a local crowd or people come around?
This crowd here for you, I'll tell you what. I'd say the whole town is here, and you could probably mushroom right out down from New York City if people are here tonight. Pennsylvania, from all around, yeah. We got a sold-out crowd here tonight.
I think there are people from the island of Manhattan here. You
know? I think so. Yeah. People from New York are definitely, without a doubt, they're here.
Well, we're glad to be here. We're going to whoop it up. And for anybody out there, you should come up here. It's beautiful, and it will grab the strings of your heart. Did mine.
This is a magnificent place, and I'll tell you what, with you being here tonight only puts more juice to it, man. I'll tell you what.
Let's juice it up.
We're waiting for you to get here, man.
All right, Duke. Thanks for stopping
by. Thanks a whole bunch. Okay, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Good luck in that interpretation deal. Duke. Are you going to do that on stage tonight?
I probably will.
He is. Okay, we're going. Okay.
Okay.
We
got to
go. Somebody was late for work.
Who?
No, him.
That's right.
Let's go. All right. Bing and Bong, out of here. We'll see you.
See you in Boston.
Peace.
Yeah, great words.
Yeah, bye. Go.